Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Skip and Sybil and Damon. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Okay, now America is hooked on the reality show Shark Tank, where contestants pitch their products and ideas to multimillionaires and billionaires in hopes of winning financial backing to take their businesses to the next level. America's hooked because that's, you know, the American value, entrepreneurship. It's a core American value. But whether or not your goal is to get on Shark Tank, many of us have products that we want to sell, and selling them online may be the best place to start. My guest this morning has a successful online business selling body products with natural ingredients. And she has great advice on how you can get your business off the ground and get yourself some side money by next Christmas. I'm going inside her story with Makeba Lloyd, owner and creator of Butter by Keba. Good morning, Makeba.
Good morning, Jackie.
I'm so excited to have you on here. Now, full disclosure, I love your products, but I also love how you run your business. So I thought this would be a great story to share with everybody. Before we get into, you know, how you got started and how you found success, tell us a little bit about Butter by Keba. What is it exactly?
Sure. Butter by Keba is a line of two-in-one products using natural ingredients. Number one, it's the most important is that they are a skin softening product. We all like to moisturize. We all need to moisturize. And this product does just that, but also offers quality fragrance. I myself am very busy, but I like to smell good. I need to moisturize. So I wanted to create a product that I can just use in one shot, put it on, have soft skin, and walk out the door smelling fresh and clean. And it's designed to have long-lasting fragrance throughout the day. So, you know, rather than using a perfume, you can use a body butter or our body lotions, and you're good for the day.
Okay, now you sell it mostly on, what'd you say, Damon?
I want to know if she have any of those products that smell good for a man, you know, because we like to be moisturized too, but
yes.
We don't want to smell like
perfume. Yes, yes. A number of our fragrances are work both for men and women. So we have a fragrance called Precious Sudan, which has cinnamon and frankincense. It's spicy. Men love that that aromatic blend. We also have something called White Silk, which has a musk base note, which is also great for men. So we have a few of fragrances that work for men as well.
Yeah, one of the most common, and let me tell you how great her products are. They're really unique because there are a lot of body products out there that, that people sell. But one of the questions that I get asked more than anything is by strangers, what do you have on? What are you wearing? You smell
nice.
So good.
Nice.
Let me tell you, I was at the airport one time waiting on a flight, and Patti LaBelle was on my flight, and she was like, what is it that you have on? And she was like, no, I need that. And I had to get her some. She was like, I need exactly what you're wearing. So just to say, I mean, these fragrances are really, really unique. And I'm just saying this out of realness. You know, McKee is not paying me anything for it. All right, so now, but it's a crowded and competitive industry, e-commerce. You know, you sell your products mostly online. What made you think that you can be successful? What was that moment where you said, I'm doing this?
Well, I started this product because of out of a need, and I started just giving it away at the office. I said, well, you know, I'm making this for myself. I've got all this extra. Let me just package it, and I'll bring it to work, and I'll give it for gifts. So I did that, and in a couple of weeks, you know, my colleagues were like, well, can you bring some more? I'll pay you for it. And once I heard, I'll pay you for it, I said, okay, I can sell this stuff.
Right.
And that's when the idea, you know, came about. But I didn't automatically think online business. I automatically thought, let me do some street fairs. And that's what I did. And then I thought, well, if someone off the street buys your product, how are they going to get it after they run out? Mm-hmm. And then that's when the idea came up. Put up a website. Give them your website at the street fair. When they run out, they can go online and order it. And that's how it started. And so I kind of threw up, you know, a website myself. I spent 48 hours doing it, but I did it. And anybody can do it. And
so you kept it local before you went international, and that helped you.
Exactly.
But a lot of folks are intimidated by, you know, setting up a website. They feel like, you know, you yourself admitted, I know it was a little while ago when you did this, and there are new ways to create websites now. But how difficult was it for you, or what advice would you give anyone that wants to start doing it online and setting up a website?
Well, today is a lot different than 10 years ago when I started. So 10 years ago, they didn't have all these online tools that are do-it-yourself one-stop shop where you can buy your domain and use an online template and go live right away. It's a little bit more complicated than that. So what I did was I bought whatever template I could find back then, but there were still a lot of design mechanisms that weren't as sophisticated as there are today. Today, I would say, you know, if you want to get started, first thing you need to do is buy your domain name right away, or buy something very close to what you want to call your company, and go through an online tool that offers as many services as you need, that offers the online template, that offers support help, that offers the online cart, so that you can have a seamless process. And there are great companies out there like Squarespace, Shopify, that offer these services.
Okay.
Good question. Does your shipping, like when it's time to ship, do you have to go physically?
Are you standing in the post office?
Sometimes, but what I do is I prepare my package so I don't wait online. That's a secret. If you're nice to your post office people, they will let you give them your package. As long as it has the label on it and it's prepaid, you don't need a receipt. You could push it through the window and run out the door. So that's what I do. My online website connects to a shipping station so that my orders are uploaded to this shipping station. I create my labels, print them out. I package my box. And I just either have it picked up or I drop it off at the post office.
What's your website again, Makeba?
ButterByKeba.com. Butter, ButterByKeba.
I'll go to that website because this Vaseline ain't working on his knee and elbow ash.
Maybe get your wife something, Skip, this Christmas.
Well, that's a good idea.
She has a big sale going on right now.
Makeba, ladies and gentlemen, Makeba.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jackie.